the Just Stuff Show.
So, this is the Just Stuff Show. I'm Andrew, and I'm joined here today by my friend Mitchell. Mitchell, say hi.
How's it going, people?
So, basically, this is a little podcast kind of thing, I guess, called the Just Stuff Show. So, we're going to be talking about stuff.
Just stuff.
Just stuff.
Just stuff.
All we got to cover. And we're going to try and do one once a week. I'm going to have a bunch of different people on here, hopefully. If not, then maybe my mom will even guest star if she's nice.
That'll be fun.
I hope so. We'll see what she thinks of it. And it's going to be on SoundCloud. It's going to be maybe on iTunes, maybe not. Who knows? And basically, I figured, hey, everyone in Cornwall, where I'm from, if you're not from Cornwall.
Woo, Cornwall.
Cornwall. Woo, represent. So all these guys are, you know, they're going out there and they're rapping. So, and we said, you know, why? I'm too white to rap.
We can't rap.
We can't rap.
We've tried. It just doesn't work out.
Unsuccessful. So yeah. I figured you're never too white enough. You're never too white to start a podcast.
No.
So that's
too black, maybe.
Maybe too black.
Maybe too black.
But never too white.
Never too white.
So here's our podcast, and today we're going to be talking about short shorts.
Yes.
And we're going to introduce some topics further on. So, Mitchell, you want to carry it away with what you think about short shorts, maybe?
Short shorts, okay. Well, obviously, as a man, mm-hmm. I love short shorts.
Of course.
On the women, though, I have seen some guys wearing short shorts.
I think we've all had that image maybe burned into our minds that we...
Burned, it just...
It's seared right
in there. It sticks in there, and you can't do anything about it.
I'm picturing it right now.
I'm sorry to bring that up, but
it's what happens in life, I guess.
Now, let me ask you a question. Can short shorts be too short?
See, I think the thing about short shorts being too short is they can be. Now, if the girl's wearing them and you can see her butt cheeks, okay, they're too short.
Okay, fair enough. But what if, let me ask you a question, what if the girl is hot?
Now,
can they be too short?
Now, that is, of course, that is another thing where... Mm-hmm. If the girl herself, and I think what it comes down to is self-esteem for girls.
Okay.
Now, if the girl's, maybe she's self-conscious, right? Maybe she knows she doesn't like her face. Maybe she thinks she has little boobs, right?
So she wants to draw attention to the
and
booty.
She says, hey, I have nice legs, and I like my bum, and I want to show it off. And I think if you've got it, show it. And if it's about, you know, self-esteem, then hey, she's confident enough in her body in that way that she wants everyone to see that.
So if you feel good about yourself, you show it off.
Exactly.
Okay.
I think that's what you should do.
That's good. Now, can they be too long? Now, I know they're called short shorts, mm-hmm. and there's an obvious level to it. Mm-hmm. But like, where's the level?
Well, coming from a person who's sadly never worn short shorts.
Oh, you're missing out, dude. You are.
I feel like I am.
You are.
I think the fact that there are, like I said, there are those girls who they see maybe that skinny girl with her short shorts and they think, you know, I can't pull that off.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I think it's all about how you're comfortable
Self-esteem.
With yourself. So
the people who aren't so confident but want to wear short shorts, maybe keep it a little bit longer.
They can. And I think there's nothing wrong with that because you look at it and you say, you're just wearing shorts. We're not going to judge you on whether your shorts go to your knees or whether they go to
shorts. Basically.
Okay. So, and it just so happens that girls wear shorter shorts than guys, and
I'm okay with that.
And certain girls wear shorter shorts than other girls, and it's all about how they feel about it. So,
okay. Now, other than the self-esteem issue, what do you think a girl needs to be able to wear short shorts?
Well, like I said, I mean, if that girl, I think more than anything is she needs confidence.
You think it's purely a confidence issue?
I wouldn't say purely, but I would say the fact that she's confident. Now, a lot of girls, they have self-esteem issues,
obviously.
Right? They're all self-conscious. I mean, everyone is in their own way. And I think if the girl is confident enough to wear short shorts out in public and for everyone to see, you know, her legs and that, then I think that's really all you need is this girl is showing you that she is, maybe she does have some self-consciousness about herself, mm-hmm. but she's confident enough to go out there and show a little bit. And I think that's, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean,
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
She's honestly not doing it in a slutty way. I mean, there could,
well,
there
I mean,
could
if
be
they're
slutty
short,
ways.
If they're short enough.
If they are
slut.
Short enough, then yes, they are in a slutty way. But I think if she's doing it purely because, I mean, maybe she's even doing it because, hey, she's got shorts, they're short, it's hot out, and she doesn't want to wear something else. So it could all be that, too.
I think they need a nice booty
mm-hmm.
to be able to wear the short shorts.
Naturally, I mean,
because it draws the eye, right?
That's right. I mean,
you can't have nothing and wear the short shorts because that's just sad.
I mean, and the thing is, we're not girls, so we don't know the appeal for a girl as to why she would wear short shorts.
Maybe there is no appeal. Maybe they just, you know what? Maybe there is. Maybe the fact that they have dudes looking at them mm-hmm. is the appeal.
And I think that's what it is, too, is they say, like, the self-esteem is, hey, I'm going to wear these short shorts and a couple guys will look at me and that will make me feel good about myself.
Okay, but and then you know what? You have the issue of the mm-hmm. girls turning around and calling you a pervert.
And that's true. And
that's not fair, though.
Ladies, not to be rude,
not to be that guy.
Not to be that guy, but if you don't want guys to look at you,
don't wear clothes that make dudes want to look at you.
Don't wear clothes that make dudes want to look
at you. I understand it might be difficult because as a dude, I can say this.
Mm-hmm.
Dudes are douches. All of them. Let's
be
honest.
We all have penises.
And we all like to look at things that we want to put our penises in.
And it's the sad truth. And
every guy. Barack Obama.
Barack Obama looks at Gandhi. Notes. The Pope.
All the popes. Even Jesus.
I'm sure he
looked at some girls. I'm sure it happened.
Jesus even did.
You can't fault us for doing it, and you can't wear those things.
And expect us not to react in that way.
You know what? I apologize because I understand it's mm-hmm. difficult for the women, especially if you do have self-esteem issues and
yeah.
you don't want guys looking at you like
yeah.
that. But it's going to happen.
It's going
to
happen.
You have to deal with
and
it.
And we're in 2013, guys. It's 2013.
Yeah,
we all know. We all know what sex is. We all know how people are. We all know, mm-hmm. you know, we know that stuff. And
sex is you put the thing in the thing and boom.
You're gonna throw on those shorts and you know what's going to happen.
It just is.
And it's not like, you know, we don't, it just happens. We're humans. We're all human beings. We all have that natural feeling inside of us. And
mm-hmm. Not only are we human beings, we are men. And that makes us different in a fundamental way.
And that's true.
And it's true.
And there's nothing we can do about it.
Nope.
We can cut our penises off, but no one wants to do that.
No,
that's
not
unpleasant.
Do that. It's a bad idea, I think.
And it's not going to happen.
It'll make us more like chicks, and we'll have to wear short shorts.
And then we'll have to wear short shorts.
And nobody wants that.
And I don't have the booty for that.
He doesn't. It's true. I think I do.
Mitchell's got that apple bottom booty.
I got the badonkadonk that'll make it work.
And honestly, I don't. And that's just another thing where I wouldn't be a short shorts kind of girl.
So obviously we can't cut his penis off. Sorry, ladies.
So
it's just it can't happen.
It's staying. I'm sorry. So this will bring us into our next little subject.
Mm-hmm.
Is maybe Mitchell will tell us and then I will tell and then we'll talk about
all right.
What we like in a female.
Okay, that's a good question, Andrew. Let me elaborate on this. A girl. I think personally, I would like her to be of at least a height with me,
mm-hmm.
maybe shorter. Taller girls kind of freak me out.
There is that thing about tall girls where
they just
guys have that feel that
they emasculate you.
That's what it is. The guy is a guy, and he wants to be the man. And if a female is taller than him, then
it doesn't work.
He feels that he's lost power and control,
yeah.
perhaps. So
okay, let's keep going. I like long hair.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me. Color, mm-hmm. not really important. But I do, I'm going to be honest, I do have a thing for blondes.
Mm-hmm.
I think most guys do.
I think
just
that
because it's weird. You don't see many blondes.
It is a rarity. Not only to see a girl with blonde hair, but a natural blonde.
Yes,
and
okay. It's hard to tell, and lots of girls like to dye their hair,
mm-hmm.
and most of them do it blonde, which I don't understand. If you have your hair color, rock it.
Rock it,
right? I don't know why everybody would want to be
that's
blonde.
Another thing, dyeing your hair. Why?
It's weird.
We're not girls, we don't dye our hair, so we don't know, but If any girls that are listening, give us your numbers. But for any girls that are listening, why maybe think about, you know, why do you dye your hair? You want to change it up? Maybe, I don't know, we're guys.
Rock the natural look.
Rock
the only
what you
reason,
have.
The only reason you should ever dye your hair is if your sports team is in the playoffs. That's the only reason.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
I agree.
If it's
a playoff beard
exactly.
for girls. It's a playoff beard for girls.
If the Leafs are in, you dye it blue.
Yep.
Because they're the best team.
And there is not usually a lot of blue hair dye sold around playoff time for the Leafs.
That's true. It'll be difficult because, let's be honest, the Leafs aren't in there often. But
no.
You know what? We're getting off topic.
We are getting off topic.
Let's bring it back.
Let you continue.
Girls. Okay, you know what? Let's go into personality,
mm-hmm.
I think. Okay? Now, me, I'm a little bit weird like this, but I like the meaner women.
Yeah.
I like them to have they have an edge.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people might call them bitches. You know what? That's fair. But I don't know what it is. I like the meaner ones. What do you think, Andrew?
Well, I've been with the same person for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I may be biased towards this, but girls who like to be themselves, that they can be comfortable enough to... And that really shows me that if this girl is comfortable enough to be herself around me, then...
Obviously you're in.
Then I'm in. I mean, that's something that you look for in someone is, do they change around you? Do they change around their friends?
Mm-hmm,
when you hang out with them and their friends, are they different? You know, like, you look for those things. And
that's important.
And that is important, is if they stay themselves with their friends and with you.
Okay.
And that they can be confident enough to know, like, hey, they could say, you know, I'm really weird with my friends. But be confident enough in you that they can be weird around you as well.
Of course.
And show the same personality with their friends as they would with you. And that's important because it shows that they're confident enough in you that you'll like them regardless.
But what if the fake personality that the girl shows is what she shows around her friends, not you? Would you feel weird about that?
Well, I would confront her about it.
Well,
I would say, come on.
You act differently. What's up?
You don't need to be like that.
I mean,
I'm not going to tell you how to act, but
no.
You can be comfortable around. I like you.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't need to act differently. I like you for how you are, so you don't need to keep...
You don't need to switch back and forth.
You don't need to, you know, mix it up a little bit. It's not like dyeing your hair. You can dye your hair and mix that up, but you don't need to mix up your personality.
No.
I mean, deep down, you can change your looks all you want, but, I mean, deep down, you're still going to be the same person on the inside, right?
Obviously.
So there's no need to act differently around these people.
Now, okay, a sense of humor, is it important? I think it is, because
mm-hmm.
I do make a lot of jokes, some
mm-hmm.
of them
this guy's
kind
a
of cutting.
Old,
yes,
he's
hilarious.
He is.
Ask anybody.
It's true. That's why he's on the very first episode. He's my hook.
You're welcome, people.
He's my hook.
Now, is a sense of humor important?
I think it is, because, if you sit there and the person doesn't make you laugh and they're just boring, well...
Mm-hmm.
And another thing is, not only do you want to have fun, you want to laugh at the person, but if you're the one that's always telling the jokes and stuff, and they're just kind of,
Yeah, it's not really a give and take.
It's not
right?
really give and take. It's you're giving, and then they're going,
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily that they're a boring person.
Okay.
They just... They don't have the humor... That they don't have the same sense of
exactly.
humor. And I think what's more important
is the same sense
is
of humor.
Is the same sense of humor.
Okay.
Because they could be totally off and tell weird jokes about God knows what, and you could be sitting here making boner jokes.
Boner jokes are awesome.
And if she's making, you know, oh my god, I saw a cute puppy and it was so cute and it was roaming around, and you go, boner! It's going to be different. It's going to be... And she's going to be, that's weird, and you're going to be, I don't give a shit about puppies.
Boners are awesome.
Boners, right?
Are funny.
So.
You can't go wrong with a boner.
What's more important, I would say, is the same sense of humor
mm-hmm.
rather than a sense of humor.
Now, do you think there's a point in a relationship, or like any relationship,
mm-hmm.
not necessarily a love connection, where you can be so comfortable with a person that you don't need to do anything?
Yeah.
You can just chill.
Being with the person I have been with for 3 years...
Wow.
It's gone to the point where it's not necessarily that it's been boring. It's just the fact that we can hang out for hours and just sit there. And that's what we expect from each other. Now, it does sound like a boring time.
A little bit.
It does sound like boring time. But It's just to the point where...
You're so comfortable with each
other. We are comfortable with each other where it's not boring for us.
That's awesome.
And that's...
I think that's what everybody wants.
And I think that is. I think that's what is important is you don't need to entertain.
You don't need to do crazy things just to...
You don't...
Just to be together.
Yeah, exactly. You don't need to, you know, be doing crazy shit.
Exactly.
All, like you said, all the time that you hang out, you can be so comfortable where you can sit there and... Sit beside that person, you can watch a movie, you can watch TV, you can just sit there and...
And there's nothing wrong with
that.
And
it's not boring. You're not bored. You don't want to leave. That's fun for you because you're just comfortable with each other and there's no pressure, basically. And I think that's what, at the end, that's what you aim for.
That's important.
To be comfortable and just to be able to sit there and relax.
Mm-hmm. Now, okay, this is weird. What do you think, like, personally, what do you think emotionally... When a girl tells you what to do? Do you find that annoying? Do you find that...
Well, I think it comes down to if the girl... If it's all, if she's comfortable where she can say, you know, I don't like you associating with these certain females.
Okay.
That I think that's fair. And I think it comes down... You know, that's fair enough is, hey, you know, maybe that girl is a homewrecker. She has a track record of being a homewrecker. And just, you know, it's a two-way street where, hey, maybe that guy is a homewrecker, and I don't want you to associate with him.
I think that's fair. That's fair.
And, but at the same time, you know, you need to trust that person.
Yeah.
You need to trust them that maybe he's a homewrecker, but I trust you enough to not let you, to not let him wreck.
Okay.
Wreck
okay.
this. And, when it all comes down to it, it's trust. So
trust is important. That, you know what?
That's what
out of everything,
build on top
out of everything in a relationship, trust is the most important thing.
That is, and I would 100% agree because, you know, like I said, she could say, well, I don't like you talking to this girl because she's a homewrecker. I get that. And
that's fair.
That is fair. And at the same time, I would hope that you expect, you trust me enough to not let her do, you know, wreck
do her
home.
Thing.
Do
yeah.
her thing. And, you know, it's all about being fair and being trustworthy. And if a girl's going to tell me, you know, don't talk to na-na-na-na-na, but she's going to go off and talk to blah-blah-blah-blah-blah, then obviously that's unfair and that's where
the
problem starts.
Yeah, that's a bit of an issue.
Is basically, you know, kind of, in a sense, being a hypocrite or going against what you said to someone else. Well,
of course.
Which is being a hypocrite. So, and I think that's where the problems start.
Okay. Now, let's say you're not in a relationship, but this girl tells you what to do anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not in a relationship.
No.
Maybe you do have some feelings for her. That's not really important. But she tells you what to do, and you do it. Is that guy whipped?
Well, I think it's whipped if... I would... Well, I don't know. I wouldn't say it's whipped. I would say, you know, he likes this girl, and he wants to be with her, right?
Obviously.
He likes her, and so... He's doing whatever he can to show her that he would be with her, that he would do this for her, and he would do this for her. And no, it's not whipped. It's not whipped at all. He's being a gentleman, and he's saying, "Hey, you know, if we do date, like,
this is how awesome I'm gonna be.
Look at what I'm doing when we aren't dating. So imagine what I'll do when we are dating."
Exactly.
And it's just showing him. It's just showing her that he can. That he can be a boyfriend even when he's not a boyfriend.
Is there a point where that goes too far, though?
I think there is a point where that goes too far.
Like, if you're over at our house painting our room, that might be where it's too far.
That is way too far.
You are whipped. You got chains all over you. That's too much.
Yeah, that is too much. You don't need to... you know, if she goes, hey, you know, I don't even know a situation to be able to... Why don't you lend me $10 so I can go get some pizza? Okay.
That's fine. All right. You're lending $10.
But if she's saying, why don't you come over here and fix my car and paint my garage? And that's when she starts to take advantage of you. That's when she knows what's up. She knows what you want. And she knows what she wants. And
she just
she's
goes right in there. She
it.
Takes advantage. And, that's not cool.
And that's not cool.
That is not cool.
Because you should never take advantage of anyone.
No.
Unless they're a hilariously awesome person. Such as Mitchell Sheehan over here, and you want him on your podcast because he's a fantastic person.
I am a fantastic person, and he is taking advantage of me right now.
And
that's cool. I'm okay with that, I guess.
It's true. All right, so we've been talking about short shorts.
We've been talking about girls.
We've been talking about girls. And now we're going to get a little weird.
We're going to get right into it, guys. This is the cusp. We are in it.
And here we go. So we're going to talk about sexting.
Sexting, yes. So, sexy texts.
Sexy texts that could end up with sex. So,
which is good.
This isn't your mother's podcast here. She's not going to get... This We're talking about sexting. So she.
This does, is your creepy uncle's podcast.
This is your creepy uncle. Your creepy uncle. He lives with you, and he lives in that room at the back of the house.
And he's always looking at you.
He's looking at you weird. He doesn't really come out for dinner too much.
And when he does come out, he's got nothing but a towel There's, on. It's yeah. weird.
And he hasn't even been showering.
Why can't he put on some clothes? Why can't he wear clothes?
He never even does laundry. So no, you start to wonder, does he even have laundry?
Is that the same towel from before? Like, yeah. What?
Do I don't you understand. Shower? Do you... anyway.
Okay,
so
sexting.
We're talking Andrew, about sexting.
What do you think?
And honestly, I think it's weird.
Okay, I can get on board with that.
Yeah, because I think the point is... What is the point? It's like phone sex. It's like...
Okay, now phone. Okay, I think that's phone a whole sex, different topic.
I think phone sex can be a little more entertaining.
Well, of course, because you can actually hear the voices, right? Right.
Now, with sexting is like, hey, how are you? I'm good. You? Lol.
What are you
I'm
wearing? Good.
What are you wearing? Yeah. Well, I'm not wearing anything. OMG, can I stick my weenie in there? That's what it is.
It's weird. It is.
And it's basically just, it's erotic.
It's like...
It's erotic... writing like
it's like, erotic it's like an it's erotic like reading a dirty story
right it's like that's what I'm trying to say. It's like reading a dirty story. You're just doing it on a text message with someone, and it can get weird. It can be
oh it's gonna get weird it's gonna it's, get weird it's
you
it's
don't
happen.
You don't not sex someone and it not be weird.
No,
I mean, you sex this person, maybe you see them at school the next day and you're like I kind of stuck my penis in you, but I kind of didn't.
I metaphorically did, but
yeah.
Yeah, let's try talk for the day. Yeah. I need to wash my brain.
Yeah, and it's kind of like a little hangover in a way, as you kind of regret it at you regret it in the morning.
Instead of a hangover, I think we should call it a sexover.
Sexover.
Sexover. A sexover.
That's coined. That's coined.
Trademark. Don't use it.
Don't use it. You'll be sued and fined by our lawyers. We have good lawyers.
We do. We have like 12.
Yeah.
Dave, Jim. Dave, Jim. All the guys.
We have them on a mailing list for Christmas cards, so yeah. They're taken care of.
They actually get the podcast first because they're that special.
And
to
they've
us.
Helped us with many sexting violation rules and laws.
They have.
That maybe I have or have not been part of, hypothetically. So.
You know what? He can't talk about it.
Can't talk about it.
It's part of the settlement.
My lawyer's saying. So, yeah.
So you know what? Let's go back to it. Let's get off the lawyers.
So, Mitchell, what's your stance on it?
What is my stance on it? That's a good question. I would have to say I'm kind of against it,
mm-hmm.
but there are points, there are situations
where it can be exciting.
Like, let's say, for example, your significant other
mm-hmm.
is gone mm-hmm. for the weekend
yeah.
or for the week, and you can't, you know, get it on.
Mm-hmm.
So you get it on through text.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, that's a situation where it'd be okay. But I think phone sex would be better.
I think what would be best... and it's unfortunate that we don't live in this world anymore, but mm-hmm. Pager sex. You know, you get a 3 stars and a 9 and it's, I'm touching myself. Maybe you get the pound key and you're getting pounded, you know? That could be fun.
You know what? That makes so much more sense.
We should bring back pager sex.
Bring it back. You know what? Let's go out, let's buy some
We
pages.
Bring in sexy back, but
pager style. Pager style.
We bring in pages.
Beep, beep, boop. Oh, I'm sorry. Boop. I don't want to make it too dirty. I don't want to make it too dirty.
Mitchell, that was
way I apologize. Out of just a beep, beep. No boop.
No boop.
No boops. The boop.
Don't
the
tell
boop.
Your mom about the boops.
The boops are the worst part. Or the best part, depending on how you are.
Always finish on a good boop.
Always finish or on a bup.
A bup.
A bup.
Always finish on a good
bup or a boop. Sometimes the bup is better. Mm-hmm. I think it's just personal preference.
Personal preference. You prefer a bup or a boop or a beep or a boopity bop.
You can't really end on a beep, but some people do.
Those weird people.
Those weird guys.
You're kind of uncomfortable with. You're not really sure what their style is. Those are the beepers.
Those are the beep finishers. They're the guys you want to stay away from.
Yeah. You steer clear.
Those are the creepy uncles. They end on
those
the
Those are the creepy uncles
yeah.
who wear towel all the time and
Yeah, and
play
they,
World of Warcraft,
and for some reason,
42
they,
years old.
For some reason, they clip the beeper onto the towel. It doesn't make any
they,
sense. It doesn't
they
make
clip
any sense.
The beeper onto the towel. Yes, they do.
Oh, Because they're always having pager sex.
Yeah. You ever see that towel have a little nub sticking out? That run away. Uncle, go back to your room. Yeah. Please.
Like, you know, he doesn't do anything. How is he so busy? He's not busy. He's having pager sex.
It's true.
Now you know.
That's why the 90s were such a weird time. Everyone carried around those beepers.
And they were pagers, always doing it.
And they were all having... That's
they always had erections.
You didn't... Everyone in the 90s had an erection. That's why...
Even the women. It doesn't make any
women,
sense.
Women, men...
Dogs, cats.
I saw a dog with a pager, and he was going to town. He was having the best time of his life. And he misses the 90s now.
You know what? Maybe we just bring it back for the pets.
Maybe.
Because you know what? The pets, they have it rough.
The pets...
They do have it rough.
They do. What do they do? They sleep.
They sleep, they eat.
They eat, and they defecate. And,
that's a rough life.
And
that is a rough life.
And I think if they would enjoy...
They would enjoy beeper sex.
Beeper sex.
Well, we would have to teach it to them, obviously, and that would get very weird.
That would be... Maybe we... Yeah, well, yeah.
You know what? No, you know what? We design a program, and the program teaches them. That way, we don't have to get into any weird situations.
We wouldn't be... Yeah, I don't want to be associated with any more lawsuits about sexual relations with other animals. Not that I have been.
Yeah, no. No,
but,
no.
But, no, so yeah. So, basically, bringing back beeper sex for the animals,
yes.
Us poor human beings are going to be have to stuck with... sexting,
which is a poor alternative, but for the animals, I think we can do it.
The animals deserve it. The animals deserve it. Us humans came and we took over their shit, and we feed them. You know,
we feed them old.
What do dogs look forward to? Table scraps.
Table scraps.
That's what dogs look forward to.
That's the best part of their life.
And so,
and that's sad.
They deserve
beeper
sex.
They do,
just like anyone else. Well, mostly animals.
Beeper sex. It can get weird because you know what? What's the next step up from beepers? Robots.
Robots. Yeah.
Now we're in a robot sex.
So there's all kinds of sexual niches out there.
Yeah,
that
Japan. You know what? They're on the forefront of robot sex. What do you think about robot sex?
Well,
is it weird? Well, of course it's weird. Of course it's weird. But is it viable?
Yeah, I think that's a better question. It's not necessarily is it weird, but is it viable? And yeah, why not?
It's like a living, breathing... Well, not breathing, obviously.
It's not breathing, but...
But it's like...
It will accept my penis into its opening.
That's all...
And
that's
I think
all
that's,
anybody needs.
That's all that is important for humans to survive. Is a penis hole.
That's all they need.
If it can enter it, and it can make you feel pleasurable, or pleasured, then I think that's all that humans need to survive is a hole for...
Penis.
And if you're a girl, all you need is a credit card. Or a penis, and a credit card to buy a penis.
Although, to be fair, girls, if you need a penis, there are many men out there
willing
to provide it for you.
And always keep that in mind when you're searching for a penis, that there are many guys out there who will
I am willing
Mitchell Sheehan
to provide.
Mitchell Sheehan.
I don't know. Andrew, are you willing to provide?
I can't say that I am at this point.
Okay, that's fair.
Of my relationship, but...
maybe in the future, ladies.
Maybe in the future, maybe...
Be looking for Andrew Reed. He is willing to provide. In the future.
In the future.
I am willing now.
Mitchell is willing now. He was willing in the past. He's willing in the future.
I'm always willing.
Mitchell's middle name is Will, because he's always willing.
I'm always willing.
Hit a homie up, and...
I will do things to you.
He will. I've seen him do it. To a cat.
Okay, whoa. Okay, hold on. You're
but
not supposed
I cannot
to tell anybody
confirm
about
that.
That.
I cannot confirm
okay,
that.
Okay, the cat thing, that never happened. According to my lawyers, it never happened.
It's true.
Now, there are some people saying I had relations with a skunk at a party when I got drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I understand that I said I had relations with that skunk.
Yeah.
But it never happened.
It didn't.
I was really drunk. You can't fault me for that.
That's true. And I think that actually... a good segue into our next topic. Should you be responsible for what you do when you're intoxicated?
Okay. Now, there are different levels and different kinds of intoxication,
mm-hmm.
though. If you're high,
mm-hmm.
I think you are responsible.
Yeah.
I think you are
high,
responsible.
Yes. High, yes.
Because you're not totally out there.
It's not like an alcohol.
No.
It's not like being drunk.
Yeah.
High and drunk is completely different.
Completely different. And you shouldn't do them at the same time.
No.
Be safe, people. Be safe.
Yeah.
If you're going to be high, be high. If you're going to be drunk, be drunk. Don't do both. You heard it here first.
Stay in school. Do drugs. Don't get drunk. Or
Just keep them separate.
Yes.
Keep them separate. But that's important.
Stay in school.
Yes, that's most important. Now, when you're drunk, are you responsible?
When you're drunk. I think when you... because there's a certain level where it's...
Okay, let's say you're tipsy.
Okay, tipsy, yes. Tipsy, yes, for sure.
You still understand what you're doing.
You know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know that...
It's wrong.
You are in control. You can take another shot. You know you're doing that.
Okay.
You know
okay.
where you are. With the point where you're pissed face drunk...
You're falling down every other
you're
step.
You're falling down. You're just a sloppy mess.
You can't speak.
You're not even a hot mess. You're just a mess. And,
yeah, and
you're turning everyone off around you to the point where you should have...
You should have passed out.
The point where you're in control.
You should have gone.
You should have stayed in control and
yes.
not gone to the point where you're out of control. Now people do drink
okay.
to be out of control. And I think the fact that if they go into the night with their goal is to be out of control.
Then you are responsible.
Then you are responsible.
Because if your goal is to be out of control,
yeah.
you get out of control.
Yeah.
It's your fault.
Because point... It's most likely you've done it before.
Yeah.
You know what you're capable
yeah.
of when you're out of control. You've heard stories, you know, maybe you've pushed your friend down the stairs and then maybe you've beef stewed him while he was unconscious at the end of the
Nobody
stairs.
Nobody should do that.
And
Nobody
then you pass
that.
Out.
No beef stews, guys.
Beef stews. No.
No.
Vote no on beef stews.
And Dutch ovens.
And
it's just wrong.
Stay away. Away from those.
If you're going to go to wherever they have
yep.
Dutch people, do not eat with them. Especially...
It's true.
In
it's
the
true.
Kitchen, because that's where the oven is. You don't want that. Okay.
So, other than Dutch ovens...
Let's get off Dutch ovens. Let's get back to the topic.
Like I said, if your intention is to be out of control by the end of the night, you are responsible.
Okay.
Now, I think at a certain way, at some point when you do drink, you do know that you are getting drunker as you drink.
Okay.
And I think maybe you could make that...
Choice
here and there that you'll make a mistake,
mm-hmm.
and I think it all just goes with what your intentions were from the beginning.
Okay,
of the
well,
night.
Okay. Well, let's throw an example out there. Your intention of the night is to have fun,
mm-hmm.
so you get tipsy.
Yep.
But as you get more and more tipsy, you start to make more stupid choices.
Mm.
So from then on, you go from tipsy to drunk, from drunk to plastered, from plastered to. Just, what was it you said? Just a sloppy mess? Not even a hot mess?
Not even a
mama,
mess? Just a sloppy,
so
gross...
So, your point wasn't to get to that point,
no.
but you did
okay.
get to that
all
point.
Alright, that's fair. And I think at that point is where you can make the mistake and say,
it's not my fault.
It's not my fault.
I was drunk.
Come on.
What do you want, guys?
Come on. I didn't intend to do that. And I think that's where it comes down is, well, I didn't intend to make this mistake.
It just came out. It just happened. I just put that in there.
And it's
not my fault.
And no one intends to make a mistake.
No.
But
that's why it's called a mistake.
That's why it is a mistake.
It's not on purpose.
And you're drunk, too. So those things are going to happen. And
yeah.
unless your goal is to get shit-faced and get right to a mess, then... I think you shouldn't be responsible. I mean, obviously drinking and driving is something that's
yes,
a touchy.
We are not endorsing that at all.
And we're not saying that there's any excuse for that.
If you're going to drink, don't drive. Don't even ride your bike.
Right, it's true.
It is unsafe.
It's true. If you're in a wheelchair, flop right onto the ground and just
yep.
pass out there.
No,
don't
do it.
Because anything with wheels and a non-sober person
is
controlling
dangerous.
Them is
dangerous. That's how
is
people
dangerous.
Die. That's how dogs and cats get run over. That is
true.
How birds get hit. Just don't drink and drive, people.
Yeah. And
don't let it happen.
There's never an excuse for that.
Mm-mm.
But I think that what a good scenario would be is you're at home. You're home alone, right?
Okay.
And maybe, you know, you're drinking.
Okay.
And your goal is to get... is to be a mess, but you're home alone, and the whole point is, you know, I'm going to drink and drink and drink. I'm going to watch
I pass
TV.
Out.
I'm going to pass out.
Okay,
but all of a sudden, you know, maybe your friends come over where you're to the point where you're on the verge of becoming a mess.
Okay,
but your goal was not to hang out with people.
Your goal was to be alone.
It was to be alone and just
get shit faced.
Get shit faced and then have a nice little nap.
So your question, I'm going to assume, is anything that happens at that point your fault?
Yes, and that is the question. And what do you think?
Okay, you said you're on the cusp, right? You're not.
You're on the, and your friend says, you know, have another drink, and you say, well, one more probably won't hurt, and then next
but it
thing
does
you know,
hurt.
It does hurt.
Next thing you know, your wiener's out, and
yeah.
you're touching people.
Yeah, and you know, you're rubbing it on your neighbor's car, and they're they're trying to spray you with the hose and
you're that just turns about, you on. It doesn't make any sense, but the
and,
hose
and next
turns
thing you
on.
Know, you say, "Hey, I can make you spray just as much as that hose is."
And then the
right
cops
now.
Get called, and you're in jail. And we get to one of those points where the lawyers don't want us to talk anymore.
Right,
but we're not there yet, so
no,
it's okay.
The lawyer is saying,
"Is anything that happens at that point your fault?" That is a good question. I want to say yes.
Yeah,
I want to say yes. Because even though your idea was to get shit-faced
mm-hmm.
at home alone,
yeah.
you still have some ability to know
that okay.
another drink
okay.
will put you to the point where bad things, or, you know, good things,
it could be a good thing.
Happen.
Yeah.
I think that's your fault. What do you think?
My opinion is, I think that if your intention is you're gonna stay home, you're not going to hang out with anyone, you're just going to drink, you're going to watch TV, you're going to pass out. And then last second, you know, your friend comes over and, you know, they want a party maybe. And you say, well, you know what? My friends are here. I don't, you know, I'll have one drink. All
yeah.
right. One more. And
you don't want to be the party pooper.
Right. You don't want to be the party
okay.
pooper. And so you have one more and
boom, you're done.
And now you're the mess. Now you're that mess. And now you're out of control. And I think that you aren't responsible because
mm.
you started off the night responsible.
You wanted to be alone.
You said, I'm going to be responsible. You know, I'm not going to go out in public. I'm not going to go to a bar. I'm not going to hang out with my friends and get sloppy and be stupid. I'm
right.
going to stay home, be sensible, be safe, watch TV, and pass out. And, you know, your friends came over, and that's peer pressure. And everyone will give in to that now and again. So you didn't want to be the party pooper. You're going to take another drink. And then now you're, like you said, your wiener's out, and you're being sprayed by your neighbor. And it's not in the good way either. So
okay, but
I
hold
think
on.
You are responsible.
But you
are
not
responsible. Not
responsible.
Not responsible.
But let's go over this. You made the choice to let your friend in, and then you made the choice
That's
to have
true.
Another beer.
That's true. Well, I think the thing is too is you know you're not going to shut a homie out.
Of course,
you're not going to shut a homie out.
But if you're near to the point where you know you're just going to
mm-hmm.
be doing weird stuff. Let's be honest, you probably shouldn't
yeah,
associate
that's
with
true.
People.
That is true. And you know your past with this person when you're intoxicated and
this person is maybe even crazier than you.
And next day maybe they have two wieners out.
I don't know how.
You're
he's
drunk.
Got, he's
and you
got
don't know
one.
How. You yeah. don't know how it's going on. It's just going on and you're not.
That must be the beer goggles going
that,
on.
That's
the multiple penis
you're just
syndrome.
Not even sure where you are, who you are,
there's
what you are,
all over the place.
How you are. And next thing you know,
there's a penis.
There's a penis.
There's one, maybe two. You know what? Four. I don't know why I jumped to four.
There could be even five.
There's never three though.
But
there's never three.
General rule is there's never three. So if three is your unlucky number, then in a way you're safe.
You're safe. Yeah, of course. Because as long I don't know why
mm-hmm.
it's just it's maybe it's
just,
magic.
It's an unwritten law and rule that there are
never three,
three
penises
out
never together.
Never. None.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so I think that in a way that you're not responsible, because you started off responsible and you said, well, you know, my friend's here and I don't want to shut a homie out.
Of course.
So you went and
got sloshed.
And now you've got penises everywhere. We're done talking about wieners.
Let's get off the penises.
And they kind of could be a wiener in a way. We're guys,
a deadly
so,
wiener.
We're guys, so
it's
everything,
a
everything
so
looks like a wiener.
True.
We're going to talk about land sharks.
Oh my god.
So,
I don't know if we should talk about this because I've heard that just talking about them can bring them to you.
And it's true. And if there are any land sharks that are listening to this podcast,
please stay away.
Stay away.
We just want to educate the people
it's
about
it. It's true.
You.
We want to keep everyone safe. And we're not saying you guys are dangerous.
No.
We're just saying that we're in. Maybe people maybe there have been incidents in the past where your kind have maybe
eaten
or hurt physically, maybe emotionally
maimed humans.
Dismembered,
yes,
human beings,
discombobulated.
So Mitchell is our resident expert on land sharks.
Yes,
and so we're very lucky to have him here to discuss land sharks. So Mitchell,
hold on. You know what? Let's start off. What do you know about land sharks?
All right,
so I know.
I wouldn't say that I know much about land sharks.
Not many people do. They are a rare species.
Exactly. So,
endangered.
I may come off a little arrogant about land sharks.
Oh, that's fine.
Stereotypical. I know that land sharks don't like humans.
Of course.
I know that despite being called land sharks, they can travel land or water.
They actually have the ability to walk on 2 feet. Little known.
Oh, okay.
They're not actually their feet, though. They're fins. Are ambulatory on their fins. But you are correct, sir.
Okay.
They can travel in the water. And every time you see a shark in the water, unknown to you, it might be a land shark.
Okay.
So if your idea is to run from the water onto land, you might
lose.
Be screwed.
You might lose.
You might be screwed. You're going to lose an arm, a leg, maybe even a head.
Okay.
And then you're done.
Okay.
Okay, what else do you
know? All right, so I know that in rare occasions, a certain land shark has been spotted with a laser helmet.
Ooh, yes.
Larry the laser shark. I have heard of him.
I need to apologize for that one, okay? Because in the laboratory where I sometimes work, we were conducting experiments on land sharks. And we just wanted to see what would happen if we strapped a laser onto his head.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Bill, our head scientist, has a bit of the Bond villain in him.
Oh, boy.
So he's the one who brought that up.
Yeah, that's understandable.
We just wanted to see. Shark plus laser. What happens? So what happened was he disintegrated a couple of our security people, disintegrated the bars of his cage, and escaped. So, you know what? Our bad on that one.
Yeah, okay.
That's our bad.
Okay.
If you see Larry the laser shark, don't call him Larry. He does not like that.
Do not call him Larry.
He prefers Harry, which doesn't make any sense because he doesn't have any hair.
Hmm.
And if you have a lisp that makes Larry sound like Harry, you're
good. Wow.
But if it makes Harry sound like Larry, you're going to get lasered.
Yeah, it's going to lose that battle 9 out of 10 times, my friend.
Yes. So what you want to do is carry a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And the mirror...
And a mirror, not a mirror, the Jewish name for a person.
A mirror.
A reflection. A reflective surface.
And if you can... It's going to be difficult, but if you can reflect the laser back at him, you will be safe.
Okay.
It won't affect him.
Okay.
It will stun him, but it will not kill him.
And then who should you call once he is stunned? Is there a number that they can contact?
Well,
I'm thinking animal services.
No, it's not. Don't bug them.
No, it's not the OSPCA.
No, you want to contact, you know what, you can't even contact them because on his way out, he destroyed the phone tower.
Okay, so point is, if you see a land shark, if you see Larry, call him Harry.
Yes.
Just to recap, if you see him, call him, his name is Larry, he has a laser on his head, do not call him Larry.
Call him Harry. He can understand speech. That was one of our experiments that actually worked. But he's also very aggressive.
Okay.
So
when he fires his laser...
Reflect it
with a mirror.
A mirror.
Not a
mirror. No.
A Jewish person.
A mirror's gonna die.
A mirror will...
Don't do that to
a mirror. Will block the laser. You could have a mirror there to block the shot while you run away, but it will not reflect the shot back. So
you will lose your friend Amir.
Amir is out of the picture.
Yeah.
So reflect it with a mirror, which will stun Larry.
I mean, if you know a guy named Amir that you don't really like, it's a good way to get rid of
him. It is.
But still don't do it.
Because he has family and
he
has friends, maybe not.
And nobody really likes Amir, but I'm sure somebody does.
Someone has to.
Use a mirror.
To reflect the laser, it will stun Larry, and then there's... Do not call the OSPCA. Do not call 911.
Do not call the CDC.
Do not call...
They will not help you.
Do not call Pizza Hut.
If you're hungry, call Pizza Hut,
but...
they will not save you.
As for dealing with land sharks,
no.
Through past experiences, they are not very helpful. Also, land sharks do not like breadsticks.
They are a fan of the cheesy crust.
Okay,
though. If you need to bait one,
all right,
use the cheesy crust.
So
they enjoy that.
Land sharks,
not the breadsticks.
Land sharks do not enjoy breadsticks. However, they are a fan of the cheesy crust.
Yes.
And once the land shark is stunned or incapacitated,
you run.
Book it. Just run.
Even if he has come into your house, your house is done. Seriously, just leave.
You can pee all over your house as much as you want, but that will never be your territory again.
No.
Land shark urine. They are very territorial.
Will always trump human urine.
That stuff will literally melt like a laser
right
through anything.
Now, if you are one of those few people who have a grizzly bear just lying around.
Yeah, it could be.
It happens. A grizzly bear can, in about 50% of the time, be a land shark in a fight.
Wow. 50% of the time. So you have a 50-50 chance.
If you have a
survival,
grizzly bear.
If you have a grizzly bear. Now,
yes.
A grizzly bear will beat a land shark 50% of the time.
Yes.
If you're lucky enough to own one of those.
If it's a male land shark, which actually are smaller than the females.
Okay.
A little weird, usually, because usually the males are bigger, but the males are smaller in this time. A grizzly bear will win the fight 75% of the time.
So 75% of the time, it will be the male land shark. All right. So,
what else do you know about land sharks?
Oh, well, what else I know about land sharks is, well, like I said, I mean, I don't know much about land sharks, but...
You're doing well so far.
All right. I do know that they're not big fans of grass.
This is true. Okay. You know how bulls don't like the color red?
Mm-hmm.
It's green for land sharks.
Okay.
It doesn't make any sense because as land sharks, they spend a lot of their time
land you associate with green.
Yes.
Grass. There's grass. There's green trees.
Yes.
Everywhere.
This is part of the reason why they're so aggressive. They are surrounded
by
green. Understand. Now.
Excellent.
They are fine with dirt.
Oh, okay.
They're fine with the browns and the darker dirts,
okay.
The blacks.
Would land sharks benefit from an environment somewhere, say, in the Middle East?
Yes.
Yes.
They would. Actually, there are some weird documented cases of actually domesticated land sharks.
Okay.
Oh. Only in the Middle East, though, where there is not necessarily no green, but a lot less green.
I heard that when Osama bin Laden was found...
He did have a land shark.
In his compound,
he
had a domesticated land shark.
He did.
In
He actually had three.
He had three land sharks.
Barry.
Mm-hmm.
Scary. I don't know why I named him Scary.
Scary,
I thought that
okay.
was weird. All
right.
And Frank.
And I'm sure they all had beards, just like
Osama. You know what? I can neither confirm nor deny that.
All right. We'll leave that one up to you guys, too.
But Frank did have a laser, which the terrorists stole from our lab. But you know what? Let's not get on that. Let's not get on that.
We'll leave the political issues to the politicians.
Yes. Now, it pains me to say this, but land sharks are in fact racist.
Oh.
Yes.
I have the numbers in front of me here. It shows that 73% of victims of land sharks are white males between the ages of 16 and 21.
Yes.
And it shows here that the rest of the percentage are of other ethnicities of darker colored skin tones.
Yes.
Mitchell, can you explain to us why the land sharks go for...
white males?
White males between the ages of 16 and 21.
I can. Okay. It actually, most of the attacks occur from the female land sharks.
Okay.
Because they are the more aggressive, especially during the mating season.
Ah, understand.
Now, the reason as to why it's mostly males is because female land sharks want the D, always. Now, it's not necessarily they want to kill you.
Okay.
It's they want to have relations with you.
Okay.
That is the number one cause of these attacks, is they're horny.
Okay.
Now,
they're much like the female praying mantis.
Yes.
Where she will consume her mate after sexual intercourse.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, there are some rare cases of a human male having escaped a land shark after being raped.
Oh.
Now, it's for this reason that I want to tell everybody... Wear a rape whistle.
Mm.
Wear a rape whistle.
Okay.
Now, the authorities might not be able to get the land shark off of you, but they will be able to provide counseling after.
Okay.
Yes. Now, as to the race issue, we are not sure why that happens. It just, they don't like white people. Maybe they have seen what white people have done to the other people. And want to address the
balance.
That's
what I think may.
I think that might be it, but we really have nothing on that.
Okay.
It's just they hate white people.
You're a white male, age 16 to 21.
Have a rape whistle.
Have a rape whistle.
And get in shape so you can run.
And get in shape, steer way clear. Like we said, use your friend Amir as a decoy.
And have a mirror.
And have a mirror.
And for some reason, always have cheesy crust on you. I don't know what
they're... Never breadsticks!
Never breadsticks!
Never.
They will charge on the sight of breadsticks. And the color green, so don't wear green. Even if you look great in it, do not
wear
green.
Maybe it brings out your beautiful...
Brown eyes,
blue
eyes.
Just don't do it, buddy. No.
Stay safe.
So, we're going to now do this little thing where, towards the end of every podcast, if you guys are still here, wow, troopers.
Yeah, good job, guys.
And Pizza Hut will be coming to your door any second now for being here with us still.
They will bring breadsticks because nobody buys them.
Nope, it's true.
Sharks.
So, we're going to do this little segment at the end. It's just going to be, we're just going to talk about for a little bit what bothers us.
Yes.
Ed,
you want to start us off?
Yeah, sure, I'll start off. Right now, what's bothering me most is, we're towards the end of the school year, right?
Yeah.
For some of you, maybe when this podcast airs, school will already be done. But it's the fact that teachers who are calling home.
Oh.
Understandably.
They want you to get the work done.
They want you to get the work done.
They want you to pass.
And they want you to pass. And
but.
They want you to do it fairly. But look, miss or mister. we're in June, and it's summertime, and it's warm out, and
we're not going to get the
work. We have the summer attitude.
Yes.
We have that summer attitude, regardless
of
how many days of school is left.
And that attitude is do nothing.
And that attitude is, I may have a month of school left, but it's summertime.
I ain't doing shit.
And I ain't doing nothing.
Yeah.
So, now, if some of you have those parents out there where if, maybe you're responsible enough that you do have all your assignments handed in. And
I doubt it, but...
And
okay.
It's unlikely, especially if you're listening to this podcast.
Yeah.
Or are the hosts of this podcast.
Yeah.
But for the unlucky few of you out there who have those parents that... for the unlucky few of you out there who have the parents that care about you...
poor people. I'm sorry.
And the teacher has called home and has said, your son or daughter is missing na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Then why didn't you hand in na-na-na-na-na? Sounds really easy.
Yeah.
But no. No, if they call and they say, your son's missing this project and this project and this project, well, your parents are, you're grounded. And that sucks because look at this beautiful weather.
It is amazing outside. It is actually weird we are doing this podcast because it is beautiful.
Yeah, and...
But we do it for you, people.
We do it for you, people.
We do it for you.
The one and a half that listens.
Yes.
The half being...
A paraplegic. Yes.
But we didn't say that.
No.
So... like I said, so the unlucky few of you who have parents that care about you, and they ground you, and that sucks. That's what bugs me right now is the teacher, okay, she wants you to pass, right?
Fair.
But,
which is fair.
And which is fair. I'm not complaining about that.
No.
I'm complaining the fact that
gets you in trouble.
Look at this weather outside.
Yeah.
Look how beautiful it is.
It is amazing.
We don't want to be grounded.
No.
We don't want to have to stay inside. We don't want to be without our phones or...
Our friends.
Or our friends even.
No.
And we want to be outside. It's okay, we have 2 months of summer, but 2 months isn't enough. It's never enough.
You know what? It is.
We'll take any extra day, any extra week that we can get, and if we have to spend it inside doing our assignments, we're not going to want to do it. Now, granted, we should have done it at the assigned time, but it's summer.
Yeah, who does things
it's
on
summer.
Time? Who does that?
And
it's the weird kids who do the things on
it
time.
It is. It really is.
Yeah.
And it's also the weird kids who are going to be our bosses and yell at us for making podcasts when we're older and say, grow up. You should have been a weird kid.
Yeah.
In a smart way.
Of course. Yeah. Weird isn't a bad thing.
No.
Not in this case. Weird means smart.
So the point is, what's bothering me now is the fact that it's nice out. And we do have, people do have assignments that are due. And
mm-hmm.
the teachers that have to call home, and you should trust us as students. And maybe we're not exactly mature adults.
We're not the best of students.
But you should trust us enough where you don't need to go through our parents to get us to do our work. Because the fact that you're going to go through our parents is going to make us resent you.
Yeah.
And you want to enjoy your teacher. You want to pass that class and say, I really like that teacher. I respected her, blah, 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 blah. And if you're going to call our parents, it's just going to make us cranky.
It's just not going to happen.
And you know what's going to happen is... there's a week, not even a week, there's a couple days of school left now.
There's like one day and then exams.
If you don't count exams. So, and you can ground, you can tell us, hey, your son owes this assignment and this assignment, and our parents are going to ground us, but it's going to be to the point where now where's our summer going to go?
Yeah. So, like, honestly,
you get summers off too, and you just get to relax and
yeah.
And you know, we have part-time jobs. We're gonna be working in the summer.
We're all gonna be busy. Teachers, you have it easy. You get the whole summer.
It's true, and you get paid for it. Whereas we go and work. So what's bothering me is the teachers that call home in the summer, you know, towards the summer months, and say, you know, your son's this and this and this, and for those students who have parents who care about them and they're gonna ground them because they don't have the work done. It's just gonna make you hate the teacher. It's gonna make you cranky. It's not gonna be a fun start to the summer. Isn't.
And you know what? Honestly, if it is this late and mm-hmm. you haven't done those that things, too, that it's too. Not gonna happen.
That too.
It just isn't gonna happen.
It's not.
And just calling your parents about it will make it worse.
Yeah.
You will be hard headed. It just mm-hmm. it will make you not want to do it even more. If it's this point and you have assignments that are like 3 months late, it's not going
to
happen.
No. And if we wanted to do them in the first place, we would have done them.
We would have done them. And the only real reason for a teacher calling about it this late is to get you in trouble.
Yeah.
It revs their engine. It is weird, just like your uncle. It's just like your creepy uncle.
It could be your creepy aunt.
It could be your creepy aunt.
So.
With the pager. Ugh.
So that's what's bothering me right now. Mitchell, would you have anything to share about what's really getting your goat right now?
What's really getting my goat? You know what? I don't know why, but people intentionally
mm-hmm.
mispronouncing words
okay.
freaks
oh,
me out.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, I cannot say how many times I've heard somebody say library
mm-hmm.
and just wanted to sock them right in
yeah.
the face.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, some people might say, hey, you're a grammar Nazi. I'm going to say, first of all, that's not grammar. And second of all,
it's not grammar.
I'm not a Nazi. That's not cool. Don't call people Nazis.
It's more offensive to call them a Nazi than it is to kick a puppy.
Yeah, you know what?
So
calling people Nazis means you like to kick puppies.
Yeah.
It is not cool.
There. That's a rule now. That's a fact.
That
if you call someone a Nazi or a grammar Nazi, that means that you like to kick puppies.
Yes.
And keep that in mind.
So you know what? I guess that means that pretty much 80% of the internet and of online gaming.
A lot of people like to kick. A lot of sick, twisted motherfudgers out there.
Motherfudgers
out there.
Like to kick puppies.
Like to kick puppies.
Don't kick puppies, people.
Don't kick puppies. Don't pronounce your words wrong. Don't be a teacher who calls home.
Nobody likes
that. Avoid land sharks.
Stay away from your creepy uncle.
Stay away from your creepy uncle. Enjoy all the pager sex that you can. If you're an animal.
Yes. And if you are a girl and you like to wear short shorts,
go for it!
Rock it.
You're not a slut.
Rock it.
You're just being confident. And that pretty much sums up this entire podcast.
You're welcome.
30 seconds.
You're welcome. I guess we didn't really need to do the whole thing.
No,
we
did
it anyway.
We did it anyway.
We did it anyway.
And if you guys stuck through, I will be sending Domino's coupons and Pizza Hut coupons. And I don't know why I'm thinking about pizza right now, but you're going to be getting some. And I'm not getting any. I'm just a lonely boy. I'm just kidding.
Stay away from breadsticks.
Stay away from breadsticks. All right, guys. So this was the Just Stuff Show. I'm the host, Andrew Reed, with my good pal over here, Mitchell Sheehan. We're going to be hoping to do one of these once a week. Mitchell may even... He may be on it every single time.
I might.
It's really been a delight.
Thank you.
He's really he brought it.
I did. I did. I brought it today. My A game.
He did.
Is here. It is here.
An unfortunate event allowed him to be here. On the podcast, and I think in a sense that unfortunate event really turned out to be quite fortunate.
It was very fortunate.
For
me at least. Maybe
for him,
not for others.
Not
for
the
me.
Person who the and you know who you are if you're listening to this. but you probably won't be because you have no technology for quite a bit of time.
Yes. Poor guy.
Poor guy. That's too bad. He's going to be looking at old Playboys from 1975.
Oh, those bad ones. They still thought hair was sexy.
They still thought
there.
Hair was sexy and more than just your
head
of hair.
Yes.
So, like I said, I'm Andrew Reed. This is Mitchell Sheehan. This is the Just Stuff Show.
See you next time.
We'll see you next time. Thank you guys so much. Now you've got penises everywhere.